Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. These challenges are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in our busy commuting lifestyle. We start Monday with a new idea. Every Tuesday, we look at where it comes from in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes us. Thursdays, we apply it. And then Fridays, we pray and reflect about it. Saturday's a day for rest. Sunday's a great day for community, including the kind of Christian community we're planning to start in Ajax. Love for you to get in touch with me to see how our vision leads us from a community of commuters studying together and apart, and then coming together as one community called Redeemer Ajax. Well, this week's topic is self-denial, and it might seem a strange thing to do because it's hard to imagine what self-denial has to do with our culture, but it's actually big news. It was this year when Chief Teresa Spence, an Aboriginal chief in Canada, was protesting the federal government by depriving herself of food on a hunger strike. Was big news to see somebody doing that. It's powerful when somebody willingly goes without something for what they consider to be a greater good. We do it all the time in terms of diets as well. Diets are all about depriving ourselves of a food that probably tastes wonderful in order to pursue a greater good, a greater fitness. Something that parents do all the time as well, giving up their freedom, their independence, their money, and, well, everything, in order to raise children up to be responsible adults. And of course, many a professional has given up career opportunities, raises, promotions, and so on, in order to pursue what they consider to be a greater good, whether it's better work-life balance or family time, the list could go on. A friend of mine was a rising star in a Bay Street law firm, and just this year gave up that budding career in order to pursue studies of theology and become a minister. There are people all the time who deny themselves something good, something positive in their life, in order to pursue something even better. That's the topic we're going to look at this week, but I've got a question for you to consider first. What would be important enough to make you give up food? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.